Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is New Mexico State University Physical Science Laboratory Deputy Director Eric Sanchez to talk to us about next week's 21st Annual Unmanned Aircraft Systems Technical Analysis and Applications Center Conference, UAS-TAC. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily. I'm glad to be here.
You're welcome. It's a three-day event, Tuesday, December 10th through the 12th, at New Mexico State University's Corbett Center. What is TAC, and where did it start?
TAC is the Technical Analysis and Applications Center. That's actually what's here physically at New Mexico State University in the Physical Science Laboratory. And from that, they created this conference that's been going on for over two decades. And that conference started here at New Mexico State University and then moved to northern New Mexico, Santa Fe, and Albuquerque. And we're glad after about 21 years to bring it back here to Las Cruces and to our campus.
And what do they do here?
This conference is specifically about unmanned aerial systems. And, you know, those are the drones that you hear about and all the different unmanned systems that are flown in the air. And we bring in experts from all over the world to talk about these systems. And, you know, if you look at our agenda, you'll see that, you know, we have quite a robust group that are coming here that range from the government to industry to the FAA that looks at, you know, how are we going to make sure these drones are working in conjunction with our other commercial aircraft and, you know, manned aircraft. And, you know, we're going to look at policy and a lot of different aspects of the UAS systems.
And how valuable is this to our community and to the attendees, which come in worldwide?
Oh, it's very valuable. And part of the reason why this is coming back to New Mexico State University, as I said, this is something that we've been hosting for a number of years. And the chancellor actually was the one that said, hey, you know what, we need to bring this back and be able to showcase what New Mexico State is all about, showcase what the Physical Science Laboratory has to offer, and really just be able to put our own brand, because, you know, being up in Albuquerque or Santa Fe, sometimes it was lost that this is actually something that is from New Mexico State University.
And are these students that are working on these projects, or are they people who have already graduated at New Mexico State University?
Yeah, most of the projects that we have that go on here at New Mexico State University are outside companies and or the FAA that are trying to test some of their equipment out. And so we have a test center actually out at the airport in Las Cruces that we're responsible for. And at that test center is where we're able to do a lot of these different experiments and tests on the equipment.
So is the community aware of some of these government securities that we have here at New Mexico State University?
They are, to a point, and you know, that's something that we are really trying to work on since I came on as the deputy and Jim Chavez as the director. We're really trying to show that, you know, a lot of people think that Anderson Hall and Physical Science Laboratory is a building that nobody can go into. And recently during a research week, we actually had an open house because we want to, you know, kind of open our doors as much as we can and try to share what's going on within the Physical Science Laboratory with the community. And, you know, for this conference, we've actually partnered with the Las Cruces Economic Development Department, Dr. Griselda Martinez, as well as the Mesilla Valley Economic Development Alliance. So they're going to be working with us during this conference and giving them an opportunity to talk about some of the great things that go on here in this region as well.
So besides federal agencies, aviation user groups, private industry, and some universities attending, who else can attend the conference?
It's open to anybody. There is a registration process that you have to go through, but we have a number of students that are going to be there. We have faculty, and then we have you know, different industry partners and just public people that have signed up to be here. So we're looking at right now about 175 participants.
And the agenda is available online NMSU's UASTAAC conference, correct?
That is correct.
Tell me about the agenda. Who are some speakers?
So we have our first keynote speaker is Robert Pierce. He comes out of NASA, very well known within that community. And there are a lot of people that are really excited to hear what he has to say in regards to how NASA's using the unmanned aerial system. So he's actually, I think, part of what's drawing some of the people to sign up for the conference. Additionally, we have Dr. Thomas Klutz, who's coming from the Defense Threat Reduction Agency. So he is pretty high level in the Department of Defense coming out of the Pentagon. And he'll be able to talk about, you know, kind of what the Department of Defense is doing in regards to unmanned aerial systems, both from an offensive and a defensive standard.
Can you talk a little bit about these unmanned aircrafts? Kids buy these small drones. How dangerous can it be for aircraft flying above us?
That's part of the reason why we have this conference is, like I said earlier on, we talk about the standards and the procedures and those type of things. They can be dangerous if they're not, if you don't use them the way they're supposed to be used. But, you know, it's conferences like this that we can get after some of those situations and make sure that we, you know, minimize them as much as possible and get the word out on, you know, the safety aspects that are tied to this. There actually is, you know, we talk about the security challenges that are associated with it, and we have a session on public safety as well. So, you know, we're addressing those things.
It's used for very specific things, right?
Exactly. You know, from a military standpoint, also, you know, you'll see that we have a panel talking about agriculture. So, you know, we're looking at it from an agricultural standpoint as well. And then industry as well. If you look on our agenda, you'll see we have somebody from Uber, actually, that's going to be here speaking on one of the panels. So, you know, it runs the gamut as far as who's using these systems. And, you know, really the sky's the limit on how we can use them in the future. You know, we've heard of companies such as Amazon that are looking at, you know, being able to use these to deliver packages within metropolitan areas. So, you know, they can avoid traffic and just go take a package, you know, from point A to point B, drop it off without even having to, you know, be in a vehicle. You know, they're doing this in the air without a pilot.
So
you can imagine
that. How do you see it in the future? More and more drones in our air?
I believe that we're going to see more and more drones. And I think that's part of the reason why you're seeing the interest in this conference, because people are starting to realize, you know, there are a lot of capabilities associated with these drones. And everybody wants to hear what everybody else is doing and then try to see, hey, is that something that we can leverage and use for our company or for our government?
Well, you're on one of the panels as well, the military operations panel moderator.
That's correct. So I volunteered to be the moderator for this as the former commander of White Sands Missile Range. We did some testing of these type drones, and there were some challenges associated with testing these, because some of the equipment that we use out there is really geared towards larger aircraft, you know, so being able to pick up those on your radar screens can be difficult. So one of the parts of that panel is going to be talking about, you know, the testing challenges that are associated with that. Also, you know, controlling the airspace in a military environment, you know, you have helicopters, you have high-speed aircraft, and then you have these drones, you have artillery, you have a number of different things that are all going on in the same airspace. So how do you control that? So I have somebody on my panel who's going to be able to address that from the Air Force perspective, somebody who does that for a living, as well as other people associated with the military.
And then what other panels are there?
So, you know, like I mentioned earlier, we have the industry panel, where we have Bell Helicopter representatives, the Uber, also Raytheon Missile Systems, Northrop Grumman, you know, a number of different people on that panel. We also have a higher education panel where we're looking at what do we need to do from an education standpoint to maybe develop a curriculum associated with unmanned aerial systems.
Is there a lot of interest from students about this type of a curriculum?
There is. There's a little bit that's going on here at New Mexico State right now, but we're really looking to enhance that in the future. And I think the students that are attending this will be able to take back what they learned in this conference and be able to apply it in the classroom as well.
So what other panels are there?
So we also have the engineering panel, where we have different experts in engineering that'll be talking about, you know, how do we look at this from an engineering standpoint, and what are some of the things that we need to do to improve on the capabilities, as well as test site panel. So we have a number of test sites throughout the country, to include the one that I mentioned earlier here at New Mexico State University. So, you know, we'll be talking about some of the challenges that they have and the way to go forward from that standpoint as well. Additionally, I wanted to also mention that on Thursday, we have a classified session. Now, of course, you have to have, you know, a clearance to be able to get in there, and we have a process to go through to make sure that only the right people are in there. But for those listeners that, you know, are thinking of coming to this conference either this year or next year, you can know that if you do have a clearance, there is going to be the ability to talk at the classified level as well.
What kind of things can you talk about?
We'll be talking a little bit on the intelligence side, some of the things that are going on out there, as well as, you know, some of the initiatives that we have for countering some of the threats maybe that are out there. That's about all I can get into at this point.
And then there's Spaceport America. That's growing.
Right. So, and that's interesting. We've had a couple of conversations with them, and I mentioned our flight test center, you know, that was established in 2007. We have 15,000 square miles of airspace that we control, and we can only go to a certain elevation or altitude with our testing there. But now with a spaceport, you know, nearby, we are working with them to see if we have a customer, and we've had a couple that have come in just in the time that I've been here and have said, hey, I need to go beyond the altitude that you guys can do at your test center. Are there any other opportunities? So working with Dan Hicks and his team out there at the Spaceport America, we've been able to kind of partner with them and have customers that can start their testing at our site and then move it on over to Spaceport America, where we can take them to much higher altitudes.
Well, New Mexico State University does offer a lot to the students, especially in the future for space.
Definitely. You know, we're looking at, you know, not getting away from UAS systems, but at the physical science laboratory. That's one of the areas that we're looking at potentially expanding on, is, you know, our ability to support space in the future.
Do you have a lot of employees at PSL?
A little bit under 200 right now. We, in its glory days, as we like to talk about, it was probably closer to 400. But, you know, we've diminished over the years, but we're really working to try to bring in more contracts and really get those numbers back up, not only for employees, but we're also trying to establish some programs to bring the students in. And one of those programs would offer them the ability to get a clearance while they're a student, and that makes them much more marketable when they go out to the workforce.
Well, that's a great thing that New Mexico State University can offer to students and to the nation as well. Well, we look forward to the welcome reception is Monday, December the 9th at Stan Fulton Athletic Center.
That is correct.
Then again, the conference starts at 6:30 in the morning at Corbett Center on Tuesday, December the 10th. For more information and to register, registration is very important, is to go to the website.
Yes.
And that's UASTAAC Conference?
2019.
Thank you so much, Eric Sanchez, New Mexico State University Physical Science Laboratory Deputy Director Eric Sanchez, and former Brigadier General?
Correct.
From White Sands Missile Range.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.